guys. Happy Friday out there. Happy Friday. I'm telling you, I'm losing it. Happy Tuesday, May 26th. Man, a little bit ahead of the curve there, coming off holiday weekend, looking for another Friday. Tuesday, crazy. Another pain in the morning. Some people have dubbed it pain in the ass. That's what my grade school and high school teachers for a number of years had dubbed me. So, a lot of stuff happening as usual, and we will get into some of the more bizarre things. I'm just waiting for it. I turned on the mic and I don't hear any noise. So maybe the circus calmed down for a little bit. Heads up to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit. Thanks for watching the video podcast and watching a man come unglued. I say that a lot, but as my hair continues to grow and get wilder, and I'm starting to really channel my founding father look, my wife said, "I'm going to cut your hair." I said, "No, you're not. No way. All women are getting near my head with a pair of scissors, especially got enough problems." I'll come out looking like some kind of Cabbage Patch doll. She'd probably do a good job, but I'm going with the wild man look. Coming off the holiday weekend, obviously, usually kicks off the summer. It's kind of a bit more laid back holiday weekend than normal, obviously. You know, it's funny. I did the plug, right? I did patreon.com/truepunny. Yeah, we're going to have a good story breaking tomorrow on there, on the More Pain show on that. So tune in for that tomorrow night, 8 p.m. We start at patreon.com/truepundit. And then we go, I don't know, sometimes we go for a couple hours. I got to fix this thing again. I tell you folks, I always forget. Sometimes we go for a couple hours, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So looking forward to that tomorrow. We'll be breaking some stories on there, of course. And get that ringing back in my ear. I'm just going to roll with it. So this week, I think it was Saturday, I said, let's go out for a drive. Let's get some fresh air. So we went out, took my boys out for a drive. We ventured into Maryland from Pennsylvania, and we've done this before. There's been like little parties that they have. They had a big rager we came across down in the area of Maryland, which has been rumored to be KKK country. These guys don't play games down there. These boys, you mess up down there. And down past the Mason-Dixon line, we came across a big rager. They had a big fire and lights and a lot of cars, and they were hitting the sauce, you know what I'm saying? Some dancing around the fire and some music, and I didn't see any cops showing up to break up that party. I didn't see any masks down there either. Maybe the masks come out later, I don't know, but the Maryland governor was talking tough last week about, oh, we got to do this, you got to do this with social distancing. I didn't see any politicians or any cops showing up at that party. You'd probably end up knocked out in the back of a pickup truck. Get him, boys! So a lot of these things are meant for the suburbs, but you get down there with some of the good old boys and they can pretty much still do what they want. But interesting perspective, right? It's let's start out here. We got some good interesting stories as usual. I'm gonna shut this phone off again while I'm talking to you. I saw the first story was about the CDC. It says the CDC just gave us the biggest reason to end the coronavirus lockdowns. And based on that, I saw another CDC story right before I turned the mic on. So I'm going to incorporate that. I haven't even read it fully yet, but I'm interested. I think I know where it's kind of going based by the the headline. Let me pull that up here. CDC is just really all over the place, aren't they? They're really they're running your life now, these guys. Yeah. This is from Axios, our friends over at Axios. CDC warns of aggressive, hungry rats amid coronavirus restrictions. And I had a little fun. Just I read a little part of this and I said, I was just substituting the word FBI whenever it mentioned rats, and it reads the same. Maybe I'll just read it like that. So anytime I say FBI, I really mean rats. Let's see. I don't know. Have a little bit of fun. CDC issued a warning on the FBI, rats, after it received reports of an increase in rodent activity in several areas. As the animals search further for food while Americans stay home more during the coronavirus pandemic, community-wide closures have led to a decrease in food available to rodents, especially in dense commercial areas, the CDC said in a statement posted to its website. I wonder if the CDC's models on rodents is better than the models on us, although they probably consider us rodents too, or hamsters or something. Environmental health and rodent control programs may see an increase in service requests related to rodents and reports of unusual or aggressive rodent behavior. The CDC. Are they talking about Fauci? Is this some kind of an ass backwards slap to Fauci, calling him a rodent? How dare you? How dare you besmirch the America's doctor? New Orleans stepped up rat control after an uptick on city streets. In Chicago, hundreds of thousands of the nocturnal animals are searching much further for food and in daylight hours, the Chicago Tribune reports. Maybe they can just nibble on some of the bodies that get shot. I think 39 people, I'm going to say 39, 40 people were shot over this holiday weekend. I think 8 or 9 died in Chicago. So hopefully they're getting off the streets before the rats come in. From March and April, Washington, D.C. reported almost 500 rodent-related call-outs in Baltimore. That was just in Congress. 535 rats running around there. Baltimore had 11,000 proactive calls and 311 online requests. Get online, put in a rat call, guys. Honey, go to the rat site and tell them we got problems down here. Let me tell you, I got a buddy in Adams Morgan section of D.C. Owned a place. I went to high school together, and I went to high school with his brother, too. His brother and I were classmates and good friends, and he was a couple years ahead of his Billy, and he ran a record store down at Adams Morgan, or Madams Oregon, however you want to say. And they were overrun with rats. Like 600,000 rats are down below Adams Morgan section of D.C. running wild in the stores and stuff. And he had to move his record store, his vinyl store. He had to move it out because of the rats. And it's out of control. And it's if you see a lot of shops in Adams Morgan that are vacant and stuff, or for rent, it's because it's crazy rat problem. And he says it's too big to fix. They found some kind of nest with 600,000 rats milling around. I'm not worried about those rats. I'm worried about the 500 rats across the street at the Capitol. Rat expert Bobby Corrigan. Boy, that's one, right? Go back to your high school reunion. Hey, what are you doing? I'm a broker, Wall Street, pretty good. What are you doing? I'm the rat expert, Bobby Corrigan. Oh, shit, this guy. Watch out. What's the social distancing on the rat expert? Is it more than 6 feet? We'll have to ask the CDC. Fauci probably knows this guy. Rat expert Bobby Corrigan told the New York Times the rodents are turning on each other rather than threatening people. I like that. This is just like the FBI. They're all turning on each other there, too. They are going to war with each other, eating each other's young in some populations and battling each other for food they can find. Sounds like Thanksgiving at the Pelosi's house. Corrigan said adding rats in residential blocks have barely been affected by the pandemic. Rats are eating well in the suburbs, I bet. Is that what they're saying? How dare him. The CDC recommends monitoring, controlling, and cleaning up after rats. Isn't that what Trump's doing in the White House with the coronavirus task force? Dr. Scarf and Fauci and Redfield, those are the three rats I'm worried about. Preventative actions include sealing up access into homes and businesses. I think they've done a pretty good fucking job of sealing up businesses. And sealing us in our home. Hey, maybe we're the fucking rats. They sealed us up in our homes and businesses. Maybe we're the rats. We're onto something in this story. Removing debris and heavy vegetation. Keeping garbage in tightly covered bins. Is that us? And removing pet and bird food from the yards, the CDC said. Well, thank God the CDC is on top of this. My God, what will we do without them? Where's my thing? Hold on. Let me see if I get it right here. I always get these wrong. Thank God for the CDC. Giving us guidelines on how to handle rats. I think Fauci's going to be happy about this. Okay. Off to a rocking start. Everything's recording as I check here. Who the hell are the CDC to tell us anything after they fucked this thing up so bad? The only rats I know are the ones working there. I apologize. Not really. Headline, the CDC just gave us the biggest reason to end the coronavirus lockdowns. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I like the prevention part. Now, estimates 35% of corona infections are asymptomatic. These guys are the worst, as I said. They're dopes. Remember they said, ooh, coronavirus. You can catch it off the surface of something. So wipe down everything. Wipe down the things that come from the store. Wipe down your boxes from Amazon. Wipe down your balls and your bats. Take it easy, guys. Wipe everything down. You could catch it. It was on a cruise ship for 17 days, they found. And now last week they came out and said, oh, you can't get it off a surface. Oh, thanks. Thanks. I spent $65,000 on fucking Clorox wipes, Redfield. What am I supposed to do with the rest of these? Wax your bald head, you bastard. Back in March, the World Health Organization... People said, why don't you call it WHO? Why don't you call it WHO? What, are you a fucking owl? Next thing you know, I have Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey fucking suing me. Just call it World Health Organization. Estimated a 3.4% fatality rate. And Dr. Anthony Fauci estimated the fatality rate of the coronavirus is about 2%.
I will be avenged. My lost childhood will be avenged. I was locked away in the basement. My parents bought me discount Legos. They were called Fagos. I don't know. Everyone will suffer as I did. King Fauci.
Now, here's what the CDC is saying about the fatality rate of the coronavirus. This is the real numbers. They're coming back. Oh, these guys are great now, after the fact, right? Next, the CDC is going to be briefing us that Julius Caesar was stabbed and that the Steelers have won 6 Super Bowls. The CDC. Armchair quarterbacks.
Well, from the CDC, we have the fatality rate results at the end of the situation. We didn't do such a good job in the beginning of the situation, but at the end, we have the results.
Here's how it shakes out, according to these flaming assholes. And we pay these guys, right? Probably too much, whatever the hell we're paying them. I need a drink of water. That Fauci voice gets my Adam's apple going. It stings. It's fun to do. 0 to 49 years old is 0.05%. This is like when Dean Wormer was giving out the grade point averages to the Delta. 0 to 49%, 0.05. Mr. Blutarski, 0.00. 50 to 64 year olds, 0.2%. 65 plus, 1.3%. Wow. That was supposed to be 2%. Fauci said it was going to be 2%, didn't he? Hey, Fauci, 0.2% is pretty far off from 2%. It's 10% of 2%, if I do my math right. And that's just for 50 to 64-year-olds. I mean, you're from 0 to 49 years old, you're not even at 0.1%. You're 0.05%. This is a joke. So if you add all these up and all the ages together, it comes out to 0.4%. Oh, boy. That's according to the CDC current best estimate, the case fatality rate of the coronavirus is 0.4%. That's probably inflated, too. And that's just amongst symptomatic cases, which the CDC estimates is 65% of all cases. This means the CDC estimates that the fatality rate for all infections across all age groups, symptomatic as well as asymptomatic, is approximately 0.26%. I told you 0.4% was bullshit. 0.26%. Yikes. The CDC does caution that the numbers are likely to change with new data. No, the numbers are likely to change every time Fauci takes a crap. The early doomsday predictions about the coronavirus were all wrong. Everything that justified the lockdowns and the shutting down of our economy was wrong. Okay, here's my question, right? Who's going to do something about it? Who is literally going to do something about it? These guys trashed the country. Trashed it. Trashed many lives. Is anybody going to be responsible for that? Plus, the entire world looks like an ER room now. Everybody's wearing masks and stuff. Based on this threat, I mean, what am I missing? Am I the only one sees this? I don't know. Am I? Maybe. Maybe I live in my own personal hell. I don't know. What a fragile world we live in when a bunch of criminals can upend it in a couple of weeks and everybody sits around scratching their heads. You know, you don't have to play their game. I'm not playing it. You guys can do what you want. I'm not trying to start a revolution. I'm just trying to get through the fucking week. Headline, Washington State loses hundreds of millions to Nigerian unemployment claim fraud scheme. Some geniuses out there. Washington State, from the idiots who brought you one of the coronavirus death models that Fauci was clinging onto, like a cat was falling off a building, talking about, Washington University, State University, whatever it was out there, they're saying there's going to be big trouble. Going on by their model, 17 million people will die in the next 14 minutes, according to Washington state officials admitting losing hundreds of millions of dollars to an international fraud scheme originating out of Nigeria that robbed the state's unemployment insurance system and could mean even longer delays for thousands of jobless workers still waiting for legitimate benefits. I guess these guys sent the Washington State Unemployment Office a letter saying that they were a wealthy colonel in the Nigerian military, and they just had to get some money out of the bank. If they could get some help, they would get a percentage of it too. Just send us your bank account numbers and the routing number. The dopes in Washington, oh, I think we can make some money on this. Just give it to the guy. He says he's a prince. As the Seattle Times reported, Susie Levine, commissioner of the State of Unemployment Security Department, and now likely unemployed, disclosed the staggering losses during a news conference Thursday afternoon. What's that conference like? We can't give you your money because we were swindled by a Nigerian 419 scam. 419 scam. What is it? It's 409, right? I haven't worked one of these cases in a while. 419, I was right. 419 scheme, basically. Thursday's disclosure. I'm thinking of Formula 409. I have to go clean the bathroom after this. We had to let go of all the hired help. Thursday's disclosure helped explain the unusual surge in the number of new jobless claims filed last week in Washington, which, as we showed this morning, was that the state with the highest weekly increase in claims. Also the state where no one's getting paid because some Nigerians went wild. They're partying over there. They won't be wearing the they won't be wearing the loser shirt of the Super Bowl anymore. They just bought a big lot from Ross, whatever it's called. On Wednesday, the state's monthly unemployment report for April showed Washington with a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 15.4%, up from 5.1% in March. National unemployment rate for April stood at 14.7%, seasonally adjusted. For the week ending May 16th, they received 138,000 initial claims for unemployment, blah, blah, blah. It's a 26.8% increase over the prior week. Over prior week. And that comes at a time when the number of initial jobless claims nationwide fell 9.2% to $2.4 million, according to data released earlier in the week by the Labor Department. Washington's in big trouble. There is a way that the surge in claims made Washington state with the highest percentage of its civilian labor force filing unemployment claims at 30.8%. There is a way you can move up. If you're out in Washington, you're having a problem getting through. There is a way you can move up in line to expedite your unemployment claim. But just tell them you are the descendant of a Nigerian prince. just for the hell of it, let me look up, just want to explain this. We used to work these things. These are like low-level schemes. This is like bubblegum fraud, but it still works. The 419 is a bread and butter. Nigerian 419 fraud, Nigerian letter frauds combine the threat of impersonation fraud with the variation of an advance fee scheme in which a letter mailed or emailed from Nigeria offers the recipient the opportunity to share in the percentage of millions of dollars that the author, a self-proclaimed government official like a prince or a general, is trying to transfer illegally out of Nigeria. The recipient is encouraged to send information to the author, such as bank, letterhead, stationery, bank name and account numbers, and other identifying information using a fax number. Fax number. I got to go down Kinko's. I got to fax this thing to a Nigerian prince. Let me put on my parachute pants. So that's, you know, the scheme relies on convincing a willing victim. In this case, the entire fucking state of Washington, who has demonstrated a propensity for larceny by responding to the invitation to send money to the author of the letter in Nigeria in several installments, increasing amounts for a variety of reasons. Good job, Washington. Washington State, keeping it real. That's the old Nigerian 419 fraud scheme. Been around for a long time. Okay, moving on. Woo, Washington State, God bless you. beautiful place, a lot of stupid people. If you live there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They have those little places you wheel in there in Washington State. It's called like Sasquatch Coffee. It's like the size of it. It's like an old photo mat, and they whip you up some coffee. It's pretty sweet. No fucking around and asking for your grande, schmande, vente, schmente in Starbucks. You just wheel right up to this thing, and your car is bigger than the place making the coffee, and they whip it right out to you up there in northern Washington on your way to Canada. Brings back memories. My son used to play hockey up there in BC. Headline, 3 weeks before the dam break, Michigan AG sued to raise lake levels to save mussels. I'll tell you what they're lacking. The government is lacking some mental muscles in Michigan. They got crazy eyes. And they got this crazy AG who's nuts, too. In her ongoing audition to be Joe Biden's VP pick, Michigan governess, that's what she says. You call me governess. Thank you, governess. Can I have another? Yes, governess. Yes, governess. Yes, governess. Gretchen Crazy Eyes Whitmer all but convinced a private dam owner for the disastrous floods that struck the middle of the state last Wednesday. These bird brains can't handle a fucking bathtub filled with water, the equivalent. And they're going to save you? We saved everybody from coronavirus. We locked everybody up, and then we drowned them. Incredible idea. This is it. She'll receive an award at the Democratic National Convention. She locked people in her house, and then she took it up a notch and drowned them. Yay! A pioneer in population control. However, it wasn't the dam company that was trying to save a few clams. It was Whitmer's radical attorney general, Dana Nessel. Have you seen this broad? Yikes. feel bad for her husband or husbands or her third, fourth, and fifth husbands. One of these numbers, you know what I mean? Nessel was suing the dam company to raise the lake level 3 feet in order to save mussels. Dumb bitch. Both endangered and common, and in their response, the dam company cited safety as a reason for not doing so. As the Michigan-based Bridge Magazine reports, covering the incident, for decades, federal regulators demanded changes to the design of the Edenville Dam to make it more likely to withstand heavy rains and avoid flooding. So when Michigan regulators assumed oversight of the dam in late 2018, after its owners lost their federal license to generate energy, they took action to protect mussels. Not too many brain muscles in this crew. 3 weeks. these moronic women in Michigan have sent women's suffrage back 300 years. they put the suffrage, I tell you that, these chicks out there. 3 weeks before the 96-year-old dam failed this week amid heavy rains and caused the worst flood in Midland history, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel sued its owner, alleging it illegally lowered Wixom Lake in 2018 and 2019, killing thousands, if not millions, of freshwater mussels. Hey, wasn't that old man Raffrey that just floated by? Yeah, but look at all those mussels. Oh, Jesus Christ, they saved a lot of mussels over there. Let's go over and get a couple buckets of mussels. Hey, isn't that Fred? Fred, he's still alive? Now he's not moving. The muscles. The hell with them. They're going to die anyhow. They're in the 50 to 65 year old range. Fuck them. Fauci said, I got the muscles. Defendants wrongfully exerted dominion over the freshwater muscles and caused their death, which denies and is inconsistent with the state's right to them, state lawyers wrote it in an April lawsuit. Yeah, I think that's probably a violation of your rights if the state kills you. I'm no lawyer, but it sounds like it could be a legal case, legal case. I think, let me guess, is Dershowitz representing the muscles? Attorney Dershowitz in response to my client, the muscles. The dam's owner, Boyce Hydropower, claims Michigan pressured it to raise lake levels before the flood, and the company took steps to lower them because misoperation could pose a significant risk to the village of Sanford, Northwood University, the city of Midland, and other downstream areas, according to a lawsuit last month. Of course, none of this made the governess's press conference.
Governess, yes, governess, whatever you say, governess, I will obey.
In which she solely damned the owners. At her briefing near a school where evacuated residents were sheltering, Crazy Eyes declared she would take every legal recourse we have to hold people responsible. I'm sure they will. This broad interned at the Salem witch trial. She's not playing games. She wanted to see if people could float. She was taking it to another fucking level. and not letting this crisis go to waste. The governess, yes, governess, known for having perhaps the least respect for private property of any in the country, added this agenda item. We can talk about the merits of whether or not private companies should own critical infrastructure or not. I don't think they should, but that's what we're dealing with here. Yeah. There'd probably be a lot of people dead if it wasn't for that company, but Crazy Eyes would have smoked the whole place. She would have flooded that joint. This is some theology. It's not even Democratic theology, because there are some moderate Democrats who have a lot of common ground with conservatives. This is insane liberal theology. They would put muscles before people. They like these, like, you know, it's like, let's save the starfish. Oh, there's a boat. There's a boat, and they're fishing for starfish.
They're protected. We must nuke the boat. There's 200 people on the boat. They knew what they were getting into.
Oh, boy, where are we at? I can't even read that far. I don't even know what the hell. Okay, we're moving along here. Moving along. Are you noticing a pattern of these maniacs when they get power and they run things? They run them right into the ground. It's really sad. Okay. Oxford epidemiologists on COVID-19 lockdowns. We might have done better by doing nothing at all. This is true. During an interview on Unheard, Sunetra Gupta, professor of theoretical... This is like a tongue twister. Let's go back. Whatever happened to fucking guy's name, Bill Smith? During an interview on Unheard, Sunetra Gupta, professor of theoretical epidemiology at Oxford, said the virus is on its way out in the United Kingdom, and the true infection fatality rate is likely extremely low.
How dare you, Mr. Gupta? King Fauci.
I think the epidemic has largely come and is on its way out in this country, so I think it would definitely be less than 1 in 1,000, which is 0.1%, and probably closer to 1 in 10,000, which is 0.01%, Gupta said. So they ruined people for 1 in 10,000. You have a better chance of being molested by Bill Clinton than you do from dying from coronavirus. It's true. The CDC says so. Yeah, they did a study with rats. They surveyed rats who were potentially harassed by Clinton. In almost every context, we've seen the epidemic grow, turn around, and die away, almost like clockwork, Gupta told Unheard. Different countries have had different lockdown policies, and yet what we've observed is almost a uniform pattern of behavior, which is highly consistent with the SIR model. To me, that suggests that much of the driving force here was due to the buildup of immunity. I think that's a more parsimonious explanation. I think the word parsimonious needs its own fucking explanation, but that's just me. I'm just a state university guy, sorry. Than one which requires in every country for lockdown or various degrees of lockdown, including no lockdown, to have had the same effect. You can tell these educated guys, they you meet these guys and they talk, you're like, whoa, what did that guy just say? Parsimonious. Is that in the salad? Parsimonious. Is that a pate? What is a pate? Well, I come from a pate. We want to have a party. We need a keg. I think there's a chance we might have done better by doing nothing at all, Gupta said, or at least by doing something different, which would have been to pay attention to protecting the vulnerable, to have thought about protecting the vulnerable 30 or 40 years ago when we started cutting hospital beds. The roots of this go a long, long way back. Is that like in New York City where the dopes axed a lot of hospitals? St. Vincent got axed and other hospitals that have been there. St. Vincent's been there 100 years. And then there was a problem. They're like, we need more hospital beds. We sold all of our hospitals to rich people who are friends of ours who bought these places and sold them for condos. I don't understand why we have an epidemic. Fucking hammerheads. Okay, where are we at? New headline, Hollywood producer arrested for coronavirus relief fraud. Here we go. Oh, man, the Department of Justice is at it again. Here to help keep you safe while big influential elites rape and pillage the country. The Department of Justice is here to take a sledgehammer to the little fish, the small-time criminals, and the would-be scofflaws who are on par with homeless people rummaging through a dumpster for a fishbone. Oh, look at this crew. Wow. Look at these three flunkies. Hit the trifecta here. The U.S. Department of Justice, the Security and Exchange Committee, and I think it's supposed to say commission. Security and Exchange Commission. I don't know who the fucking Security and Exchange Committee is. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Whoa! Three criminal cartels have arrested somebody, announced fraud charges against former Hollywood executive producer William Sadlier on Friday. Sadlier allegedly stole $1.7 million in funds meant for coronavirus relief and swindled $25 million from an investor. Pretty small potatoes when you put it up against the $7 trillion these same fucking government swindled out of us. Hey, U.S. Department of Justice. Hey, Security and Exchange Commission. And hey, U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York Criminal Cartel. How about that? How about looking at the people that just swindled $7 trillion and growing from us? Because some bitch had a head cold. I mean, this is crazy. This poor bastard, Sadlier, he's going up the river. Sadlier, the founder and former chairman of Los Angeles-based film production company Avaron Pictures, reportedly lied on an application to get $1.7 million in the Paycheck Protection Program. Whoa, they got him. PPP police, quad P, dun-dun-dun, from the federal government, according to the Department of Justice. Sadlier obtained PPP loans in April through three Avaron entities, each said to have 33 employees. However, the entities had been removed by Avaron months earlier, and all but a handful of employees had been let go in January. This is what they're doing. They're pissing on little dog. I'm not saying the Sadlier guy shouldn't have done that, but really? We're talking about trillions of dollars, this dope Mnuchin doled out to all of his friends. How about the companies that were taking money meant for small businesses? $70, $80, $90 million in PPP funds. Didn't they fucking swindle that from small businesses? They weren't allowed to apply for this. Publicly traded companies. The Justice Department doesn't have the fucking stones to go after these people. Are you kidding me? They're going to go after some flunky in Hollywood trying to make an example of them. Small time. There's only one thing smaller than this guy's Hollywood companies, and that's the Department of Justice. Is a small time group of thugs who prey on the weak and defenseless small time criminals. Or would-be criminals. By the time they're done with them, they make them criminals. You're pleading out. I'm innocent. Yeah, you're pleading out. It will further ruin your life. Saylor used the coronavirus money to pay him and his wife's American Express bills and to make a $40,000 car payment. What's the matter with that? Oh, man. $40,000 are coming down on guys for. I'm not excusing it, but I hope you understand with the trillions of dollars of fraud and waste. Trillions, not billions, not millions, trillions. And these guys are fucking pummeling in the sky. This is a fast track case. If they were actively pursuing big dogs and looking at serious offenders, this case would be kicked so far on the back burner. You'd have to get into John Wayne Gacy's crawl space to find this case to prosecute it. I'm not even reading about this. SEC complaint, blah, 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 SEC. I mean, come on, it's like small potatoes. Even the $25 million was small potatoes, to be honest with you. When it comes to trillion, we're talking about trillions of dollars. Okay, trillions. They're worried about this guy. They put a down payment on a Tesla or something like that. I mean, this is up there with when the Justice Department put on Manafort's ostrich coat at trial, and the guy was like wearing it around on the defense or parading it around saying, who would spend $25,000 for an ostrich coat? It is outrageous. You think that's outrageous? What about the ostrich? He even thinks it's more outrageous. They got some bald ostrich out there. Where are we at? 43 minutes. I got something else here. Hold on. That was the last story, but I saw another story I wanted to tackle. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Burks snapped. They had this big fucking shindig over down in the Ozarks. And a lot of crowds, like in the boardwalk in Maryland and some crowded beaches in Florida for the holidays, people walking around without masks. Let me take a quick drink. And not social distancing as the summer kicked off this past couple days, and Burks is very upset. The Memorial Day weekend, marking the unofficial start of summer in the U.S., meant big crowds at beaches and warnings from authorities Sunday about people disregarding
the coronavirus social distancing rules, and you're risking the resurgence of the scourge that has killed nearly 100,000 Americans, but not much more than the flu. Don't say that part. It makes us look bad.
You saw the numbers. 0.001, 0.00. Get the fuck out of here. Sheriff deputies and beach patrols try to make sure people kept their... Is this what you guys are doing as cops? Really? Now you're hall monitors? Come on. Get a job. Out there at the beach, some guy rolls up on you.
You're not 6 feet apart. You will be ticketed.
This is what your life's come to. Get your balls out of layaway and go do something else. Goddamn sissies out here. In the Tampa area alone, Florida's Gulf Coast, along Florida's Gulf Coast. Obviously, the crowds were so big that authorities took the extraordinary step of closing parking lots because they were full.
No more people can park. You will all die in hell. Return to your homes, you parasites.
I'm from New York.
Return to New York.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gulatieri said about 300 deputies were patrolling the beaches to ensure people didn't get too close. Good job, Sheriff Bob, you fucking stiff. Can you imagine walking around?
Excuse me, you guys seem like you're a little close.
Now, we're fucking Siamese twins.
Break it up, you sons of bitches. Don't pull that Siamese twin shit with us. We've seen extras. We've seen guys in 4X t-shirts pulling that shit. I don't know.
No, we're really Siamese twins. These guys. These guys would ticket a paraplegic for not being able to wash his hands. These guys are fucking vicious now. Breaking everything. Can you imagine walking around like this and being a cop? That's a disgrace. That's embarrassing. If you're doing this, you're at the bottom rung of law enforcement. You need to examine your career and what you're doing. On the Sunday talk shows, Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said she was very concerned about the scenes of people crowding together over the weekend. You created this, dingbat. Take your Macy's scarf and pull it over your head. You should be ashamed of yourself.
We really want to be clear all the time that social distancing is absolutely critical, especially if our AI can't monitor you electronically if you're in close clusters. Whoops, did I say that? If you can't social distance and you're outside, you must wear a mask. Says fucking who? Says fucking who? You? Who the fuck are you, Birx? You're a vaccine criminal, bitch. Fuck are you to tell us anything? Shut the fuck up.
Anyway. In Missouri, people packed bars and restaurants at the Lake of the Ozarks, a vacation hotspot popular with Chicagoans over the weekend. One video showed a crammed pool where vacationers lounged close together without masks. Oh my God. This is like the show Ozark. The Ozark. In Daytona Beach, Florida, gunfire erupted Saturday night along a beachside road where more than 200 people gathered and were seen partying and dancing despite the restrictions. There was Kevin Bacon there from Footloose.
He can't dance. There'll be no dancing either, you sons of bitches.
You can't even make this up. Several people were wounded and taken to the hospital. Anything can happen when that many white people dance. You're lucky only a couple people were injured. 200 white people dancing. They could be cited for a lot of different things besides social distancing. Lack of rhythm, is that a criminal statute? Disney is closed. Universal is closed. Everything is closed. So where did everybody come with the first warm day with 50% opening? Everybody came to the beach. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood said on Sunday, referring to crowds in the Daytona Beach area. Thanks, Al Roker, for the beach report. On Georgia's Tybee Island, the beach was filled with families, bicyclists, beach chairs, games, swimmers. Oh, they forgot to write sand. On the main drag, people lined the sidewalk of Wet Willies. I hope Bill Clinton doesn't own that place. Yikes, it's not the theme bar you thought it might be. A chain bar that sells frozen cocktails. Most stood close together, not nearly 6 feet apart, and no one wore masks.
Activate. Communist reporter squad.
But at a nearby grocery store, staff members handed customers gloves and a number to keep track of how many people were inside at a time. shoppers had their own masks. Well, that's good. You get away from the beach and people are getting back to reality. You people with the masks at the beach, make sure you go into water with them. Keep them on at all times, even when you can't breathe. Wear two masks. Darwin said wear two masks in the water. Officials in California said most people were covering their faces. It's because they live in California. And keep their distance, keeping their distances, even as they ventured to beaches and parks. It's because isn't it illegal to go? It's a good reason to cover your face when you're not legally allowed to be on the beach. There's a lot of people out here in burlap sacks. What's going on? These people are hostages? No, they're taxpayers. Oh, what's the difference in California? Many Southern California beaches were open only for swimming, running, and other activities. They were open for running from the police in previous weeks. At New York's Orchard Beach in the Bronx, kids played with toys and people sat in folding. How dare the children? Where is Burgermeister Cuomo at? Where is the Burgermeister? But toys. The children have toys. Burgermeister's going to hear about this. Burgermeister, Meister, Burger Cuomo. It's over for the kids. Some wore winter coats on a cool and breezy day in which temperatures struggled to reach 60 degrees. Many wore masks and sat apart from... Whoa! Oh, yeah. Well, they sat apart from each other so the NYPD doesn't come out of the sand, okay? Like some kind of a crazed crab and bat them over the heads with a baton for sitting 5.82 feet apart from each other. That's why they wore coats. Some children sat with tourniquets ready to be manhandled by police. Good to be outside, fresh air, just good to enjoy the outdoors, said Donovan Clacken, whose face was covered. With a name like that, it might be a good idea. This crazy Irishman's out there. He's SPF 550. You cover your whole body, Donovan. Take you to the hospital for a windburn. A masked Jessica Lopez, who wore winter gloves against the chill, said, people still make the best out of it. Doesn't matter. I guess during this pandemic, they've been practicing staying home, staying safe. So now they see an opportunity and they just want to get out. That's natural. I think it's right. Jessica Lopez, I think, has nailed it, really. And you do just want to get out. Fucking hell. It's crazy. These guys will keep you locked up the rest of your life. Rapunzel had more social time. The U.S. is on track to surpass 100,000 corona deaths in the next few days, while Europe has seen over 169,000 dead. According to the tally from Johns Hopkins University, Hopkins takes a lot of money, has taken a lot of money from Gates. I don't put any faith in what Hopkins says. A lot of money from Bill Gates. These guys are all in it together. Can we really think that 100,000 in the United States is an accurate number based on how much they've beefed this thing up? Come on. That number's way overinflated. That thing is overinflated like a fucking bullwinkle balloon. In New York City, the Thanksgiving Day parade. I mean, this is crazy. Woody Woodpecker had less helium. Worldwide, more than 5.4 million people have been infected. Okay, what's the accurate number on how many have died? 300,000? Do the math there. Is that even right? Who knows what who knows what these governments, if they're lying? I mean, we know the U.S., the numbers are off. The New York Times marked the horror. The horror. By devoting Sunday's entire front page to a long list of names who have died in the United States. The headline, an incalculable loss. In fact, it's not incalculable. We just did the fucking math. We put a number on it. It turns out it wasn't. It was easily calculated, and the calculation equals total bullshit. So there you go, New York Times. Front page of the New York Times. Goes on and on and on and on. Interesting stuff. Interesting perspectives. They're basically trying to guilt you for going outside. You have some nerve going outside, and if you weren't wearing a mask on your face, your ears, and your ass, you're in big trouble from the communist squad in journalism who are rubber stamping the communist manifesto of the elected and appointed radical fools who have basically wrecked our entire lives and economy, have us locked down. Still locked down. With these numbers, we're still fucking locked down. May 26th, and people are still sitting around wondering what the hell's going on, when they can leave. These numbers are not going to go up between now and whenever we're allowed to cut loose here. So what is going on here? They're not done trashing your entire life, kicking your ass back to the financial status of when your ancestors stepped off the fucking boat. That's what's going on here. What does this say? For the first time in months, the faithful gathered in Vatican's St. Peter's Square for the traditional Sunday papal blessing. But they kept their distance from one another. There are 10 people there. Kept their distance from each other. Look, I'm not... Whatever. This is insane. Look at the numbers. This is crazy. Right? This is like... We're all stuck in this netherworld. You know what? If you go back and you have some time, I don't know where it's at. There's a number of them on the internet, on YouTube. Watch some Twilight Zone episodes. The Twilight Zone, right? I don't know. What's this, from the 40s and 50s and 60s? 1940s, 50s, 60s? Some of this stuff's like almost coming up 100 years old. This was all fiction. Now it's become reality. The fuck is going on here? We're living in the Twilight Zone. For some of you younger guys who watch this show, look up the Twilight Zone and tell me there's not parallels between this and what's going on now. We're just like, do-do-do-do-do-do, in a Twilight Zone led by stupid people. I'm getting a little fucking tired of it. How about you? Tomorrow, Pain in the Morning. Tomorrow, main podcast. Good stuff coming your way. Be breaking some big news on the FBI tomorrow. Actually, tonight, we're going to break it on More Pain on patreon.com/truepundit. And we appreciate the people on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for watching the video podcast here that we do with Pain in the Morning and also the other stuff. And the More Pain show tomorrow night, you're not going to want to miss that. And we got a main podcast coming out Wednesday. Busy, busy, busy around here. The Irishman, they stuffed the mic in the Irishman's face and all day long now. They talk. People like when you talk. Talk, talk, talk. Yes, mistress. Yes, governess. We appreciate you here. I appreciate you. Take care. God bless. Won't be long. Be back here. See you.